The comedian Will Ferrell became famous for his loopy impersonation of George W. Bush, as well as for playing characters like Buddy the Elf and newscaster Ron Burgundy, Stay Classy San Diego, a role model for us all.
In his latest movie, Will Ferrell plays a man who is not much of a role model. He's lost his job. His wife has left him after dumping all his belongings on the front lawn, and there he soon takes up residence. Could be another Will Ferrell goofball comedy, but the movie Everything Must Go is mostly a drama based on a short story by Raymond Carver. It's about an alcoholic man's attempt to make any sort of human connection. Here, he approaches his pretty new neighbor, played by Rebecca Hall, who's just relocated from Manhattan to this southwestern suburb.
Hey, I was going to order Chinese food. It's not New York, but...
You know, I have a lot of stuff to do before my husband gets here.
Right. No, I understand.
But thank you for the offer.
Sure. Could I use your phone to order?
It is mostly serious movie, but there are these wonderful moments in there. Will Ferrell joined us from our New York bureau to talk about Everything Must Go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nick Halsey, your character,
mm-hmm.
when we meet him on his lawn, which is practically a character.
Yeah.
Describe that lawn.
Basically, Nick comes home, finds all of his possessions out there, is locked out, his wife has left, and instead of fleeing, he decides to set up shop and arrange all of his personal effects in a way that it becomes basically a room for him to live in, and he makes it comfortable to exist out there.
That would be for him a tiki bar, an old record player.
Right, a mini fridge, a samurai sword collection, just all these various things, and he arranges them along with, you know, dresser drawer and everything and makes a home.
And it's kind of weird because
right.
we're talking, you know, suburban street in, you know, Phoenix, Arizona. And neighbors do look askance at his collection.
Exactly.
And his life out there, so which is where the title comes in, Everything Must Go. In we learn he's sort of allowed to do this legally because...
Yeah, we find out he's had bouts with drinking, and that's actually one of the reasons why he's let go from his job. But his AA sponsor comes and checks in on him and finds out that the police have said he has to leave his lawn unless he has a yard sale, and that will give him an extra 5 days. He can actually stay on his lawn. So he's forced to have a yard sale to live out there. And that pushes him to figure out if he's going to move on from this point or just stay settled.
You have spoken about how you found your way into other characters. Like when you played the nerdy cop in The Other Guys, you got your hair cut at
a Supercuts,
in San Fernando Valley. Was there something particular you did to find your way into this darker character?
Yeah, I really actually stayed alone for the entire filming. I didn't try to go out at all with the cast at any point. I also experimented one night. I got completely drunk and had a friend just tape me on a flip phone just to see if what sort of physical transformation I went through. What I found out was I'm just a very happy drunk.
Unfortunately, because he's not, really.
Yeah, he's not. And so it's not like I went into a depressive rage or anything. But I did feel the effects because this guy is cracking a beer as soon as he wakes up in the morning. And just that heavy feel of what that must be like to have that in your system.
Mm. Nick Halsey is not the only alcoholic in his family. It comes out that a big part of his issue is that his father was also an alcoholic. And it comes out because the two things he will not sell are a signed baseball and a box of old LPs that belong to his father, who had a bit of a glamour career
as
a DJ. Disc jockey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, your father was a professional musician who, I gather, toured with the Righteous Brothers.
Uh-huh.
Did you find anything in that you brought to this movie?
You know, I'm a child of divorced parents, and it happened 8 years old, I think I was. And that loneliness you do feel as a child, I was able to think back to that and, you know, sitting alone as a kid listening to sad Chicago songs from the car radio.
From the
band Chicago, actually. There was some song that used to come on as a kid that, if I hear it now, it'll literally put me back to my 70s childhood and wishing my parents weren't divorced.
do you remember which song?
It's the one, if you leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me. Ooh-ee. I can't sing the high part, but that's when your mom could go grocery shopping and leave you in the car. That was that era that doesn't exist anymore. But I would sit and listen to the car radio and purposely feel melancholy. So
it's been written about this movie already that possibly to enjoy it, fans of yours must be ready to see in Everything Must Go a different Will Ferrell. Is this a step in sort of the next way to be after embodying in much of your comedies a guy who just can't grow up? I mean, do you have to grow up as a performer to keep being creative?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I always find it actually funny that the analysis is that the characters I play in comedies are the man-child, the adolescent characters that refuse to grow up. And yet, if you kind of look back in the history of comedy, all the way back to the Marx Brothers, that's a big part of comedy. And no one ever criticized the Marx Brothers for, I wish they would grow up and stop banging each other on the head. You know, I think it's natural to want to evolve throughout a career. And getting to do a movie like this is not a conscious effort to put that ball in motion. It was just an opportunity to do something different. And to show that, as far as I believe, that I have this ability to actually give a fairly straight dramatic performance, although there are definitely funny moments. This is probably the most real, quote-unquote, thing I've ever done.
You know, some actors and comedians have the distinction of playing characters that become part of the culture. Is there a particular character in your oeuvre that you can't shake?
Well, it kind of depends on the crowd of people I'm with, the time of year. Obviously around Christmas time, there's a lot of people coming up saying, we just watched Elf, which is so crazy to me because I just remember running around in a pair of tights in New York City thinking, oh, this could be the end of my career. Either this is going to be a really big movie or people are going, why did he do that? What was he thinking?
Will Ferrell stars in the new movie Everything Must Go. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Renee. It was a pleasure.
And there are clips from Everything Must Go at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.